for me. I knew he was going to provide for me and my family.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my natural family and my spiritual family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. You may be seated. Open your Bibles to the book of Psalms, chapter 34.
Okay.
Glory to his name. When you get to it, say amen. Psalms 34. It's a psalm of David when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away and he departed. Verse 1 says this, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. David goes on to say, I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles.
Yes.
The angel of the Lord encamped round about them that feared him and delivered them.
Amen.
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yes.
Blessed is the man that trusted in him.
Yes.
Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints. For there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions go lack and suffer hunger. But they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing.
Amen.
I want to talk about two kinds of fear. One is infinite. The other one is finite. They are entirely different from each other. One is life-giving, the other one brings death.
Come on now.
One gave us joy, the other one gave us chaos. One brought peace, but the other one brought us stress. One brought us love, but the other one brought us the fear. The first spirit that come up on mankind is the spirit of fear. That's what came up on Adam and Eve when they transgressed. God came looking for them in the garden in the cool of the evening, and the scripture said they hid from him.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The spirit of fear.
Yeah. Amen.
Sometimes the spirit of fear come up on us. The first thing that come up on us, that's why we be stressed out a lot of time, and it come up on us to discourage us, come up on us to get us off track, glory to God. It come up on us to take our attention off of God. But this first scripture said, I will bless the Lord at all times. That means the time that you are troubled, the time that you are stressed out, the time that you don't have no love, you still got to bless God. Because there's no other way other than God. Glory to God. The Lord, while Elohim is God as creator of all things, Jehovah is that same God in covenant relationship with you and I, whom he created.
Yeah.
Glory to God. And he created us with all things. He is that eternal one, that immutable one. That means that God don't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's my God in stress. He's my God in peace. He's my God when I'm sick. He's my God when I'm hungry. He's my God when I lay down at night. He's my God when I get up. So I will bless the Lord at all times.
Amen.
And his praise shall continually be in my mouth. What you mean continually? I don't have to go down the street saying, I bless the Lord, thank the Lord, and all that. Continually means when you're in trouble. Remember who you are in God. Glory to God. When you need some peace, remember who he is. Glory to God. When you need some love, remember who gave it to you. Glory to God. He's a light believe. Come on again this morning.
Amen. Amen.
It says, I will bless the Lord in the hard times and the good times.
Yes.
I will continually, his praise will continually be in my mouth. I'm talking about perfected praise. Prepared praise. You know that your praise is prepared? That is, if you stay in the Word.
Yeah.
If you don't stay in the Word, you ain't got no perfection. If you're not in the Word daily, then you don't have no praise. What's in a man will come out, glory to God. You may be saved, sanctified, and filled with whatever, glory to God. But if you don't get into this Word, you ain't got no preparation, glory to God. You don't have any praise, and you don't have no joy. So you can't tell God, I will bless him at all times, because you didn't study to show yourself approved. So you don't know who he is. If you don't know who he is, how can you ask him to bless you? Oh, God.
Come on.
I will bless, or I will seek. And the way David put it, he said, I. That means I myself.
Yeah.
I will bless the Lord. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. And my soul, I myself, shall make her boast in the Lord. Nobody else can praise God like you can praise him.
Say that. Amen.
Because you know what circumstance and situation you are in. And so you can praise God accordingly. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. That means you got to know him for yourself.
Yeah.
The Bible says, seek and ye shall find. Glory to God. But if you ain't looking for nothing, you ain't going to find anything. If you're looking for some relief, you're going to find it in the Word. If you're looking for some peace, you'll find it in the Word. That's what Jesus did when he came. He fulfilled the scripture, and that's what we're supposed to do, to fulfill the scripture. Glory to God. I will wait upon the Lord, and he shall renew my strength. Glory to God. I will lean not to my own understanding, but in all of my ways, I'm going to acknowledge him, and he shall.
Yes, sir.
It says, the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. In other words, the patient or the oppressed. The reason why a lot of people can't hear from God because they're over anxious. And the scripture says, don't be anxious in anything. Glory to God. You got to wait on him because he moves in his own time and by his own might, his own spirit, his own power. Glory to God. And he don't move when you want him to move. Glory to God. He moves when he ought to move. He moves when you need him, glory to God. You got to expect him, glory to God. But not in your time, but in his time, glory to God. That's why the scripture says, they that wait upon the Lord, you got to expect him in his time. Because he's going to move according by his spirit, his power, and his might. And when God moves, it's perfected, glory to God. Hallelujah. When God moves, it's prepared. It's perfect, glory to God. It's just like the man of the house. He said if the man of the house had a new thief was coming, he had made preparation, glory to God. But if you don't know him, glory to God, you can't make preparation. But I'm here to tell you there is a preparation that you can make, and it's in the book, glory to God. If you study this, glory to God, that preparation, that when you study this, that perfection, glory to God, and what you study and what you learn, when you speak it, it'll come out already prepared, and it'll come out perfectly. Come on and give God some praise. Reason why a lot of us don't get our blessings is because we don't want to wait on God.
That's right. Amen.
I want it right now.
Yes.
Glory to God. You didn't think about that when you got into the mess right now. Because a lot of this is self-inflicted. Glory to God. Now let me tell you something. That other spirit in the brain fear upon you. Glory to God. But if you trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lead not to the understanding of yourself, glory to God. Then you trust in God, then God will get you out of your trouble every time. Glory to God. I'm here to tell you, God, when you sit, he'll heal you, glory to God. But if you don't know he's a healer, you can't ask him for no healing, glory to God. God will bless you in finances, glory to God. glory to God. But if you don't know that he can do these things, no sense you looking for any money, glory to God. You got to lift up the Savior first. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things to be added unto you, glory to God. When you seek him, you got the money. When you seek him, you got clothes. When you seek him, you got cars, glory to God. When you seek him, glory to God, you got happiness. When you seek him, you got joy. When you seek him, you got peace, glory to God. When you seek him, you got saved loved ones. When you seek him, you can worship, glory to God. When you seek him, you got to praise, glory to God. When you seek him, you are perfect, glory to God. When you seek him, glory to God, and in all his power and his might, God will come to your rescue every time, glory to God. Come on, give him some praise. So you got to be patient. Just because you're oppressed, don't give up. It says, the humble shall hear in the midst thereof. In the midst of my oppression, I'm going to hear from God. Why? Because I know him. Hallelujah. But if you don't know God, you're going to be miserable. You're going to be in misery, Lord. That's what that other spirit brings to you. That spirit of fear that come up on mankind. Glory to God. It come up on you. Let me tell you something about that fear. It sneaks into your heart without permission. Huh? It paints a picture of helplessness and hopelessness. It steals your peace and your concentration.
Yeah.
I like that. It steals your peace and your concentration. Because when that spirit come up on you, it takes your mind off of God, and you got it on those problems that spirit of fear has brought unto you, glory to God. So you lose your concentration on the deliverer. You lose your concentration on the healer. You lose your concentration on the giver. You lose your concentration on that life that's in you, glory to God. You lose that concentration, and the more you stay out of this word, the more you're going to wander from the path and off the course, glory to God. And you're going to be all, let me put it this way, all messed up, glory to God. And when you're all messed up, there's nothing that will come together right in your life. But when you shake the dust off your feet and find out who you are, see, you got to tell that old spirit, glory to God, that spirit, glory to God, you got to tell it, glory to God, to shut up. Glory to God. Adam and them didn't want to be found. But they didn't know my God. Hallelujah. They thought they were doing something smart when they should have been opened up the hidden treasures of the heart. They opened up, glory to God, another treasure that was full of dead men's bones. Glory to God. And they found out that that whatsoever man said, glory to God, so is he, glory to God. So they contemplated in their mind that they didn't want to know God any longer. They didn't want to be with God. They didn't want to be close to him. But what they didn't understand, glory to God, that God owned everything. God owned all the flesh, glory to God. God all the mountains he owned, and all of the sands of the sea he owned. All of the water belongs to him, glory to God. So where is Adam and Eve going tonight? Glory to God. They got to drink God's water still. They got to walk up on his land still. Glory to God. And while you're walking up on his land, you might as well be in reverence with God. Glory to God. And praise his holy name. That's why David said, I will praise the Lord at all times. I'll be part of my footsteps. Glory to God. And he made my way. Glory to God. He is my door. He is my high tower. A place I can run to and be safe. He is my lifter up, glory to God. My deliverer, my husband, glory to God, my burden barrier. He is the rock of ages, glory to God. He is that bridge over my troubled waters. And whom will I put my trust in? It's going to be So David said, because of this first spirit here, the spirit of fear, that brings death, distress, weakness. The scripture said the spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak, that spirit of fear. And out of that spirit of fear, it comes in many forms and many fashions, glory to God. Spirit of fear be distress, be worry, you know, be doubt. So all of these things, it take your mind off of God.
Amen.
And that's what David is talking about. He said, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Glory to God. One can change the thousand, but when you come to church, glory to God, when you step through those doors,
that's right.
You're lifting up Savior Jehovah.
Come on.
Or Jehovah,
come on.
My Savior.
Yeah.
Or salvation of Jehovah.
Yeah.
And when you walk through them doors, guess what you're doing? Glory to God. The salvation of Jehovah just walked into this place this morning. Glory to God. And took a seat and sat down and looked forward and pulled up the dinner plate. Glory to God. And looked forward to the hearing. Glory to God. Like the Spirit said, let him who have an ear hear what the Spirit has to say. Glory to God. That's something for everybody in every message. I don't care what kind it is. But if you be a partaker of it, then God will give out to you so that you will have more than enough. When you come through the door, glory to God. He said, I bless your coming in. Bless your going out, glory to God. I protect you out yonder as you sit here and fill up, glory to God. I'm still the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm still the God of the redeemed. I'm still the God of those that are in Christ Jesus. I'm still that God of peace. I'm still that God of love and the God of strength. But all you got to do is magnify the Lord together at all times. Come on and give us some praise. How to get rid of fear? Verse 4. David said, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from my fears. They looked unto him and were light. When we focus on him, our fears, I put it this way, fade away. Because you tell that old nature, I'm not the same as I was yesterday. I'm a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. I'm a brand new creature in the salvation of Jehovah. I'm in a covenant relationship with the one who created all things and later became that flesh that redeemed me. So I am he, glory to God. When we came to the door, I'm God, hallelujah. I'm not above him, but he's in me. So that made me his kind, made me his nature, made me of his character, made me of his knowledge, glory to God. So I don't want for anything, glory to God. It won't come when I want it to, but I know it on the way. That's why I'll sing next song when I got up this morning.
Come on now.
I saw him and he heard me. He delivered me from all my fears. Although God already know about what we're going through, you still got to fill your word up. Yourself up with that word, glory to God. Because if you don't have the word in you, glory to God, then you can't ask God for nothing.
Say that. Say that.
That's what a lot of saints don't know. You know, they come to church. You just can't come to church coming to church. You got to have the word in you, glory to God. It gives you a reason and a purpose to come to church. But if you don't have that reason and that purpose when you come to church, you're just a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. Let me tell you something about that spirit of fear. It can pretend like nobody else can. Glory to God. Everything that means that you are empty, glory to God, and your praise, glory to God, is a make-believe, glory to God. You may fall out and do all these things, but if the Spirit don't live it on the inside of you, glory to God, you are that sounding bread and that teaching symbol, glory to God. In other words, you are empty, but if you seek Him, you'll find Him. If you knock, He'll open the door for you. If you ask in His name, believe it, and knock not in your heart, He said, it shall come to pass. I'm here to tell you today, trust God, glory to God. When you trust Him, you know Him. And when you know Him, you trust Him. And when you know all these things, you can believe that God will come to your rescue. Come on and give it some praise. It said, came to David and delivered him or rescued him from all his fears. They looked unto him because he was focused on God.
Amen.
David looked unto him. He looked unto God. That's where his focus was. On God. Not on his problems.
Amen.
If you stay focused on your problem, you'll never get to know God to be your deliverer. Glory to God. God is true to his word. But you got to know that he is true.
Yeah.
Glory to God. If you don't seek the truth, you won't know the truth.
Amen.
See, David knew the truth, glory to God. He knew that his ancestors were delivered. He knew that God kept his hand up on Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, glory to God. So he knew that his hand is up on the ones whom he redeemed. He's up on Israel, glory to God. His hand is up on you and I because we are saved through Christ Jesus, glory to God. And we have all the inheritance, glory to God. We are heirs and joint heirs to this song, glory to God. So I don't know about you. I'm going to ask for all I have need of. I'm not trying to be greedy. I'm just trying to be delivered.
Come on,
yeah. Hallelujah. He said, this poor man, David said, this poor man cried and he heard it. Glory to God. This man that was weak, glory to God, heard God when he cried out. God heard him and came to his rescue. Come on and give God some praise. Saved him out of his troubles. It saved him out of his troubles or his distress. It saved him out of his distress. Let me tell you something. That's the worst part of that spirit of fear, to bring that distress up on you. It can cause you to have a heart attack. It can cause you to have a stroke. Glory to God. That's the spirit of fear. Telling you, glory to God, it's no need for you to call on God because you're too far gone. But my scripture tells me that what did Jesus tell me? He said, you are a liar and the father of lies. Glory to God. You're just like your father, the devil. Glory to God. The one that hid from God in the garden. You are just like him. You got his nature, but then Christ came, glory to God. And I want to talk about that other fear, glory to God. That other fear means that if you fear God or reverence him, that spirit came in and rescued us. That's what rescued David from the spirit of death, glory to God. That spirit that he reverenced, glory to God, and he looked up to who was the author and the finisher, came to his rescue and got him out of his distresses. If you look up to that author and that to glory to God, then everything is going to be all right. Come on and give us a break. You got to fear God with deep respect.
Yes.
Everything that said, Lord, Lord, is not of him.
Amen.
A lot of people say, oh, I respect God. I know him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why are you still doing the things you're doing? Why are you still using profanity?
Yeah.
Why you still got the cup up to your mouth? Why are you yet stealing?
Come on now.
If you read the scripture, it says, let him who stole steal no more.
That's right. That's right.
If you know him, glory to God, why are you bellyaching all the time? When if you reverence him, glory to God, then you'll be saved in him.
Come on now.
You got to ask yourself these things when all this stress come up on you. One thing you need to ask is, what kind of seed have I sown in the past? What am I doing to receive all this harvest? Because sometimes the harvest is instant, sometimes it's drawn out, glory to God. That's what gave me this. When I read that scripture, I was so afraid, glory to God, because I knew I had done some things that I shouldn't have done, but the harvest is coming and I can't duck them. I got to receive it. But I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered, just like that. He delivered you out of those problems, glory to God. You're still going to get the harvest. You still, but your God going to give you strength to go through, glory to God. That joy and that peace is going to be there, glory to God. That power is going to be there, hallelujah. God is going to open up some new doors. You might be hurting when you walk through, glory to God, but sooner or later the blessings of the Lord will overtake you, glory to God, and you'll be full of joy, full of peace, and full of everything that you have need. Come on and give it some praise. Praise God. He said, save me out of all my troubles. The angel of the Lord encamped around about them that fear him, that reverence him, and deliver them. Glory to God. Now, you know, wherever we go, we got angels going with us. You know that? We got angels going with us. Sometimes I'm driving in the car, you know, I'm looking around, I'm thinking it's another car. The Holy Ghost said, that's an angel riding with you. Glory to God. It's a ride on. Hallelujah. You need him out here. Ride on, man. Stay with me, glory to God. You can let me see another glimpse every once in a while. Glory to God. Because we need him. The angel of the Lord encamped around about them that fear him and deliver them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. There's only one good, Brother Tony. That's God. The scripture said there's no good thing dwelleth in the flesh. Yeah. So you say, well, wait a minute. He said, so-and-so down the street, that's a good person. The only good thing that dwelleth in the flesh is God has to put it there.
Come on.
And then by his ability and his power, God has to come up on you and cause you to carry that good thing out. Glory to God. Otherwise, there's no good thing in the flesh. The good thing, when he put salvation there, glory to God, that's a good thing. He put joy and peace there, that's a good thing. The devil spirit didn't put it there, glory to God. He brought death, glory to God, all the way down the line. But God, when he wants you to do something, glory to God, he'll put it there. That spirit, he'll put it there. That goodness in your flesh, he'll put it there and cause you to carry it out, glory to God. Therefore, you can say, good morning, I love you. Therefore, you can help the old lady cross the street, glory to God. Therefore, glory to God, you can walk in peace, glory to God. That's why you can dwell among your brethren, glory to God, and not be jealous of what they're doing. Come on and give me some praise. Hallelujah. I'm closing. Blessed is the man that trusted in him.
Yeah.
Happy is the man that trusted in God. You say, well, why I got to go through so much all the time? Because it was ordained for you to go through.
Yes. Yes.
It was ordained for you to go through this stuff.
Yes.
The key is what? Is you're going to trust God. Yes. Hallelujah. If you can't trust him in your trial, your circumstance, and your situation, then you're in deep trouble.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Wow.
The scripture that I'm closing, verse 9, says, "Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints." We are the redeemed in Christ Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. We belong to God.
Yes. Right.
He owns us, glory to God. I'm so glad I got an owner. His name is Jesus, glory to God. I'm so glad I got his blood up on my life, glory to God. And so the spirit of fear and that it brings death Glory to God, can't overtake me. Why? Because I'm washed in the blood and I belong to him. Glory to God. That's why you can tell that old nature to be still. Glory to God. And let my God talk. Glory to God. That's why Adam and them went and hid. Glory to God. Because they didn't want to know the truth. Glory to God. They didn't want to know that they done messed up and they can't be delivered. But they thought so. Glory to God. Glory to God. They didn't want to come back to God. That's the nature that we got. Glory to God. What's the pastor was here? He said he needed to be taken out back and shot. He passed on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He will talk to you night and day. He is active.
Yes.
I said he's active. When we fear God with that deep respect, then we'll find a refuge in him, for he is good. Yes. Those that fear him like nothing, we can relax in his peace.
Come on now. Amen.
You say, well, how can I relax in all this trouble? It's up on me. Every time I turn around, it's trouble. Because you got your mind stayed up on the wrong thing. The Bible says you have they that have their mind stayed up on him shall have perfect peace, because their mind is stayed up on him. Glory to God. If you got your, that's that continuation, that continuing. I will praise the Lord continually with my mouth. Glory to God. I will lift him up from myself, from my soul. Glory to God. And then he goes on to say, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Why? Because God will put the good thing in your spirit. That's glory right. to God, so that That's you can right. receive it. Come on and give God some praise. Glory to God. Right. And when you receive God, that spirit of fear, that lawless one will flee. Uh-huh. Now he ain't gonna leave you. Not come out of here and leave you, but he gonna shut up. Because he can't stand the truth. I'm going to tell you about it. He can't stand the truth. You know, that doesn't mean that he's not coming back. When he get his next chance, guess what? He's back.
Yes.
Why? Because it's the lawless activity of that fallen nature.
Yes.
And it's in activity just like that first spirit, the spirit of God, that life-giving spirit is in the activity all the time. I don't know about you, but I'd rather follow God. Hallelujah, because I want to get home.
Amen.
I don't know about y'all. Sometimes I make a mistake and I ask God, I said, God, you can just let me come home. God said, well, do you want to leave all this mess behind? You know, you got to go through this stuff before you get home. Glory to God. So I said, God, nevertheless, thy will be done. Glory to God. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Everyone stand. Remember, there's two natures in us, two spirit, both of spirit. The spirit of fear that brings death, and the spirit of life that brings life. And it's a life-giving spirit continually. That's why you can call on him and he'll answer you. If you want prayer, come down front.
For surely I, the Lord God, have seen your need, that which you have need of the most. Know that I am here to supply all that you have need of. All I ask is for your praise and your worship and your admiration of me, for I am surely a zealous God, and I will have no one nor other God before me. Therefore, in the midst of your praise, keep your mind stayed upon me, and the peace that you seek it shall be very beneficial, not just to your mind, but to your flesh, and even to your finances, saith the Lord. Therefore, be strengthened in the power of my word, and in the strength of my spirit, and you shall know no fear, you shall know no pain, you shall know no anxiety, For I, the Lord God, shall manifest myself within your spirit, bringing everything to a peace and to a peace of strength and glory in my word, saith God. So therefore, looking not to the left and to the right, fear not or worry not, but keep your eyes stayed upon me. And if you fasten your eyes upon me, you shall see that you have need of. For I am a God that has the ability to deliver, to heal, and to set the captive free. For in the midst of your pain, know that I shall give you the deliverance that you need. In the midst of your discouragement, I am there to encourage. In the midst of your weaknesses, I am there to strengthen you. Therefore, lift up holy hands unto me and give me all praise, saith God. For in the midst of your praise shall I dwell, and I shall flow from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, as if the oil of gladness has been poured down into your spirit. Therefore, reverence me and praise me, saith God.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, bless Sister Ida for going on and coming in, Lord God.